On a hot July day in 1497, four ships, carrying about 170 men under the command of Vasco da Gama, set sail from Lisbon, bound for India. King Dom Manuel was not willing to leave his cool mountain retreat to see the fleet off, but nobles wished da Gama and his men godspeed from the dock. The citizens of Lisbon lined the banks of the Tagus River to cheer the ships on their way. They hoped the expedition would make Portugal a commercial power by breaking the monopoly that Genoa and Venice held as the European ends of the Silk Road. Da Gama's expedition culminated efforts that had begun during the reign of Henry the Navigator, 1394 to 1460. With the support of the crown, Portuguese ships inched their way down the west coast of Africa. In 1488, Bartolomeo Dias and his crew became the first Europeans to round the Cape of Good Hope, but his crew, afraid to venture farther into unknown waters, forced him to return home without exploring beyond the tip of the continent. Nevertheless, by locating the bottom of Africa, he instilled confidence that the Indian Ocean was not enclosed by land, as fanciful Greek maps had depicted. He confirmed that a sea route from the Atlantic to Asia existed. In 1483, King João II and his advisors met with Columbus, who proposed a path to the East Indies by sailing west. The Portuguese were unimpressed with Columbus and knew that he underestimated the circumference of the earth. Having knowledge of the coast of Africa, they placed their bets on sailing east. So King João II and his successor King Dom Manuel charged Vasco da Gama with forging a route around the southern tip of Africa to India. We know little of the early life of Vasco da Gama, nor why the kings chose him rather than Dias to lead the expedition. Da Gama was only in his 30s, but he had seafaring experience and was a member of minor nobility with unquestioned loyalty to the crown. Arrogant and quick to anger, he was a forceful leader with the ambition and courage to venture into the unknown. An anonymous member of Da Gama's crew wrote an account of the expedition. They left on their errand with the blessings of the church in the favor of their king and amidst the acclamations of a sympathizing people. They sailed down the coast of Africa and landed at the Cape Verde Islands. One ship, carrying Dias, returned to Lisbon. The three others, two carracks and a smaller supply ship, set off for Asia. As the journalist states laconically, "On Thursday, August 3rd, we left in an easterly direction." What he did not say was that after the ships crossed the equator, the commanders made an audacious decision. Rather than continue southward, hugging the coast of Africa and remaining within known waters, they veered away from land into the open Atlantic Ocean, probably coming within 600 miles of the coast of Brazil. They took this circuitous route to capture the prevailing westerly trade winds in hopes of being propelled around the Cape of Good Hope. Why did they think this would work? As far as we know, Bartolomeo Dias and his men were the only Europeans to have sailed to the far southern Atlantic coast of Africa in their 1488 voyage. Dias had veered somewhat to the west and was able to take advantage of the trade winds to carry him around the Cape. Presumably, Da Gama sailed almost to South America before encountering westerly winds. It was an act of remarkable daring. His daring was not rewarded. His ships did not round the tip of Africa on the first attempt, but struck land just north of the Cape. They had been out of sight of land for 93 days, likely the longest uninterrupted ocean voyage ever undertaken at that time. The men were suffering from dysentery, fever, and a shortage of drinking water. They collected water, meat, and fish upon landing. However, no fruits or vegetables were to be found. Fighting unfavorable winds and weather, they eventually rounded the Cape of Good Hope and landed on the east coast of Africa. They then pushed on beyond the point at which Diaz's crew had been afraid to venture. This demanded incredible courage. The first astronauts were unquestionably brave, but they knew what they were facing. Vasco da Gama and his men knew nothing of the Indian Ocean or of the inhabitants of the east coast of Africa. They had no idea if the locals would greet them warmly as visitors from exotic lands or attack them as hostile invaders. The men's willingness to venture beyond their known world reflects Da Gama's qualities as a leader, as well as their hopes of sharing in the riches they expected to bring back from Asia. As they sailed north, a mysterious illness afflicted the crew.